Welcome to Q&A Selling Online, with answers to questions about creating an online empire, promoting products, or building a brand. Your host, private label and e-commerce entrepreneur, Quinn Amorm.
Hello, everyone. This is Quinn from Q&A Selling Online. Today, we have episode 46, and I have something super exciting for you. So hold on to your chairs, because this is one of those secrets. I don't know if you guys know, if you noticed, every time you hear one of those Facebook guru or Amazon guru or, you know, anybody that like that, they always have the most exciting secret ever. The one thing that you can do today that will make you a millionaire. The one secret that nobody ever told you about. You know that kind of stuff? Well, today, I have one of those. It's so exciting because I have one of those. Actually, no, it's not a secret, because if it was, I was going to let it out to you. I'm going to let everybody know. But this is the one secret that none of the gurus tells you about. So we all know how important it is to have an email list, to have a following that you have developed, and you have send emails, email campaigns to your following with nurture sequences so you can keep them up to date with what's going on. And just to make sure that they're always warm for when you need some warm traffic that you're going to sell something to, pretty much, right? So what if it was possible for you to get that from Amazon's customers? Just get Amazon to send emails for you. Well, that would be super cool. I don't know how many of you actually run Facebook advertising and create Facebook ads and stuff like that. Facebook has a very powerful tool that is called Audience Insights. So if you do Facebook advertising and you don't know about Audience Insights, you are losing. To find it, basically, just when you're in your Facebook ads manager, do a search and you go to, I believe on your top right, you'll have a search bar and you can search for Audience Insights. Or on your drop down on your left side, you can go to an option that says See All Tools. And then you'll see Audience Insights in there. And what this does is pretty much breaks down, it gives you the insights to the audience of a certain thing. So you will enter what that certain thing is. For instance, puppy dogs, or iPhone 7s, or iPhone 8s, whatever you want to enter into this query kind of bar. So now, as soon as you enter, you know, let's say coffee as an interest, Facebook will tell you, will give you the insights of all their audience that has coffee as a interest. And then you can obviously break it down just like as if you were creating an ad, break it down to, let's say, instead of having coffee as an interest, you would have coffee as a purchasing option. So you know that this person buys coffee, right? And then Facebook will tell you, so your audience is between 18 and 44. Your audience is majority male or female, and this is not a reality for coffee. I'm just making this up. So they'll tell you that the majority of your audience lives in a house that they own. They have been to college. They are married. The groups that they joined or the pages that they like on Facebook are, I don't know, Coffee Drinkers Are Us. And they follow this personality, their favorite movie is this, whatever. They will tell you pretty much everything about this audience. So now we have the same thing on Amazon. And this is something that if you sell on Amazon, could be super beneficial. Amazon will contact their customer in your behalf. They will send them your product and any questions that you want to ask them. So this is super powerful. So not only that, but you can pick between three different behaviors that those customers have. For instance, let's say you are selling a weight loss supplement. So you can go and tell Amazon, I want to ask this question to 2,500 people that have bought a weight loss supplement, right? So you can pick that. You can also say, I want to email 500 people the following question. And not only that, but you give them the question and five answers, right? So you'll give them the multiple choice. So it's like a pool. You create option A, B, C, D. So three of them are mandatory. I believe it's five options that you have. Two of them are optional, and pretty much you can break down and say, you can also send, like I was going to say, to somebody that has seen your product but did not buy it. So if somebody clicked on your ad, on your PPC campaign, if somebody clicked on your weight loss supplement and then left and did not buy it, you can now send them. It's almost like retargeting. This is like retargeting or remarketing if you're a Google person. So basically, Amazon will send them the question, and you can ask them things like, what would take for you to buy this product? Is our price too high? Or would you change the packaging? Pretty much you can give them five questions so they can come back and tell you. Pretty much they will let you know why they didn't buy and what would help them buy it. Not only that, but they will get your product shown to them. So you can actually make these questions. You can turn these questions into an advertising campaign where you are retargeting people that have seen your product. And then you also have the option of sending this questionnaire, this pool, to people that have seen your product, everybody that has seen your product, everybody that has seen it but did not buy. It may sound like there's no difference, but there is a difference, right? Because the one that includes everybody that has seen your product, this one also includes the people that actually have bought your product. So they will get to this as well. You can pick that. And then you can also pick and select only send this to people that actually have bought your product. And then what's better than that? To actually get some feedback. So not only you are advertising your product to these people, you know that they already have pulled out their credit card and bought your product. So they are a consumer. They are somebody that needs or wants this product that you're selling, and to the fact that they actually bought it already. But not only that, but you can ask them for a review. Pretty much you can send them a question saying, let me know your opinion. What do you think of this product? What did you like the most of this product? And then you break it down in five different answers or something like that. In this questionnaire, obviously you cannot send a link for them to give you a review. At least you know that they liked it or not. Actually, you can learn so much with this experience. Why didn't you like it? And then you can do this again over and over and over, right? You can do this as many times as you want. You cannot target a specific person. And even better, the beautiful part about this is, this is a paid service, of course. So you're using Amazon's audience. You are using their email list with super, super targeted. So you can pick the person that has bought a product in this category. So if you're selling, phone cases for iPhone 7, you can target people that have bought something in the exact same category. You can target people that have bought your phone case, people that have seen your phone case, and then people that have seen your phone case but did not buy it. You cannot break it any more than this. You don't need to get lookalike audiences or anything like that. This is your audience, right? So you can pretty much ask for a opinion about the product. You can get product awareness, pretty much. Tell people, here I am. This is my product. I know you've seen me before, but what has changed? Do we need to lower our price? My iPhone 7 cases are all pink. Maybe would you want a different color? Anyway, I don't need to explain to you guys what to say. I just need to maybe let a lot of you know where to find this option. And if you are an Amazon seller, you know all about Seller Central. You go to your Seller Central, you'll have on your top bar, the most used bar, where you have your inventory, your pricing, your orders, and your reports that most people don't know how to work with. You, right next to those reports, there's the performance tab. And this performance tab pretty much will tell you how your account is performing, all the feedback that you've got, all the 5 stars you got from feedback, all the 1 stars that you've requested Amazon to delete and are now scratched out in your account, all that stuff. And then the bottom tab of that performance tab itself is the Amazon Audience Insights. Well, it is called Customer Insights. It's the same thing, Audience Insight, Customer Insights. The beauty of this thing, like I was going to say, is this is a paid service, but if you email and Amazon will quote you before you send out any of these questionnaires. Amazon will send you a quote for it. There's no waste. There's no metric of unopened emails or, you know, because you send out, doesn't matter how many you send out. All that matters is how many actually reply. So if 100 reply, you pay Amazon for the service of those 100 that replied. You get these answers, and now you use those to your advantage. If everybody tells you that the price is too high, guess what? The price is too high. If everybody tells you that I don't want a pink iPhone 8 case, guess what? Get some black ones out there. What else? You know, you are going to see what everybody told you, what their feedback is. So go check it out. Under your performance tab, you scroll all the way down to the last one that's going to say audience insights or customer insights. They're going to show you a small overview of kind of what this is all about. And then you can go and create project. And I showed this to somebody, a friend of mine, and he was saying, but how do I know how much this is going to cost me? The option when you click set a campaign basically is Amazon is going to give you a quote for it first. And then you agree. If you agree, then this is going to go live. If you don't agree, that's it. So the one last note for you guys is that I checked on Amazon.uk or .co.uk, Mexico, Canada, Japan, France. I tried everywhere. Nobody else has these customer insights, only Amazon.com. So if you don't sell in the .com, this is not for you. But if you sell in the .com and other markets, you can get the .com information pretty much where I told you. So if you only sell in the UK and you have clicked where I told you under the performance, the last thing you're going to see is the Seller University, same as in Canada and everywhere else. So this is available in the States only. Okay, everybody, this is it for today. So go check it out. Check out these customer insights and use them to profit. Thank you.